The man chosen by Yasser Arafat as the new Palestinian prime minister wants Israel to stop attacks on militants and lift its siege of the Palestinian leader. Ahmed Kouraya tentatively has accepted the position offered to him over the weekend after the resignation of Mahmoud Abbas, but he insists he cannot operate under what he terms Israeli dictates. Robert Malley is Middle East Program Director at the International Crisis Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Abbas, the man the Bush administration and the Israelis hoped would implement the so-called roadmap, is gone. Is the roadmap also gone?
Well, in a way, it almost doesn't matter. The roadmap may survive a little longer. It may collapse. The question for me is not so much whether the roadmap survives, it's whether it succeeds in achieving its goals. And the goals were peaceful solution, and over the next 3 years, the creation of an independent Palestinian state living side by side with Israel. I think it's becoming more and more evident for most people that it's not going to reach that goal.
And you've suggested an alternative.
I've suggested an alternative, which I think grows from one simple fact. Everything that's been tried so far over the last 10 years, and we're actually celebrating the 10th year of Oslo this week, everything that's been tried has failed and failed again. And you could blame the parties. Sharon has done too much, Abu Mazen and Mahmoud Abbas has done too little, Arafat has been an obstacle, the U.S. has been on the sidelines. At one point, at some point, you have to ask yourself, is it really the parties that are not doing what they should do, or is it the process itself that's not well designed to reach the goal?
The plans have emphasized incremental steps toward a final settlement.
The plans have emphasized two things. Incremental steps, confidence, each step will make the other one take another step because it's going to trust the other one more, and the notion that at the end of the day the two parties could sit down and negotiate a final deal. Both of those principles, axioms, have failed us in the past, and so as an alternative, what I'm saying is simply this. We know what the contours of a deal look like. We know it. Almost anyone who's dealt with this closely now knows what the only solution that both parties could live with will look like. Put it on the table. Have the United States, United Nations, have it endorsed by the Security Council, by the Arab League, by the Europeans. Put it on the table. Offer with it an international U.S.-led mandate that would say we're going to create a Palestinian state, but the United States and its allies are going to run that state at first, is going to provide security for the state and for Israel, and is going to be the arbiter of implementation. And number three, don't ask the leaders to accept it, because we've seen in the past that they won't. The political systems are such that minorities can block anything. Ask the leaders to submit it to their own people for referendum and have them accept it.
So you would not put it on the table, you'd put it before the people.
Well, the U.S. or anyone else can't put it before the people. The leaderships have to, but that's what you'd ask the leaders. The leaders could say no to the U.S. when the U.S. offers a plan. They could say no to each other. They've done that plenty of times in the past. How could they say no to the request, certainly today, with all the violence and all the bloodshed, to ask their people whether they'd accept a solution that's been endorsed by the U.S. and by the international community?
Well, putting it to the Palestinians and Israeli voters suggests that Sharon and Arafat are perhaps obstacles to peace.
Again, for me, it almost doesn't matter whether they're obstacles for peace, whether you can move them. The fact is they haven't been able, for whatever reason, personal reasons or the political systems, the process, they and their predecessors have not been able to bring about what the international community and themselves say is a stated goal, two-state solution, two states living side by side. It's because the process within which they're dealing is stacked against those who want to reach a peace agreement. So if you extend the arena within which decisions will be made and bring it to the people, and every poll since the collapse of Camp David, every poll has indicated that Israelis and Palestinians are prepared to live more or less within the bounds of what was on the table at that time 3 years ago, and in fact support has only increased since. Why don't we ask them?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Robert Malley is Middle East Program Director for the International Crisis Group. He also was President Clinton's advisor on Israeli-Palestinian affairs.